There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to another week of What's On Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Henn, along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell. We will be, by the way, tomorrow at the North Dakota Safety Council event at the Bismarck Civic Center, Wednesday at the state capitol in Bismarck. And today, from the friendly confines of the studio, waiting to chat with you on What's On Your Mind. So pick up that telephone and tell us. Real simple. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Probably the Super Bowl still. On most folks' minds. You watch it, Todd. You soak it all in.
Of course.
It's a good game. It was a good game.
It was a good game.
Yeah. I mean, it was entertaining right till the very end. And I found myself a little frustrated because I got sucked in by the Seahawks and, was rooting for them and saw them, just throw it away there.
Oh, there's a lot of second-guessing, a lot of armchair quarterbacking going on right about now. Why did they throw it? But then if you run it and then you end up a yard short because everybody's at the line, then people would say, well, geez, why didn't they throw it? There'd probably be like five guys standing in the end zone with nobody around them. So it's pretty easy to second guess all that stuff.
Was it the worst play call in Super Bowl history? A lot of folks are really having a meltdown over this thing. And I do agree with you. The second, the Monday morning quarterbacking is so easy, and even if they'd thrown it and completed the pass, that would have been a genius play call, right?
That's just it. Yeah, nobody would be second guessing it. Well, gee, I wouldn't have thrown it. They got the if they'd have gotten the touchdown throwing it, then everybody would have been in agreement. Nobody would have second guessed.
But fans are ticked. They're really ticked off about the whole thing. They're blasting Coach Pete Carroll about this for the worst play call in the history of football, and. Anyway, so let us know what you think. As always, I spend more time paying attention to the, well, unless the Vikings are in the Super Bowl, but yeah, like that's going to happen.
well, they've been in four. That's not bad.
I'm entertained by the commercials, and I was sort of had a mixed view of the commercials last night because, some were just downright depressing. And a little odd, but some are pretty good, and especially family-friendly. There's a lot of buzz about the family-friendly nature of the commercials, which is kind of cool. So do you have a favorite that you liked last night? The McDonald's one was pretty good. I like that. You remember the McDonald's one, Todd? Where they announced
Yeah.
You can pay in love.
Although there were people that were right on social media going, yeah, my mom died back in 1999. Oh, well, that'll be $7.50 then. Still like the premise, though. I was kind of a sucker for that Brady Bunch Snickers one.
That was pretty good.
Marsha.
Doritos, the middle seat in the Doritos. Yeah, but I like the dad commercials, Throw Like a Girl, what was the one that was a Dove? Was it Dove soap? It was all the kids calling for dad. Maybe it's just a dad, and he was a little softy there, like that. Pretty good. Yeah. The guacamole. Yeah, do you remember that when they were doing the draft? That was pretty good, too. Remember the guacamole commercial?
Mm-hmm.
The draft. Oh, I loved it.
There were a lot of good ones.
There were some pretty good ones. So you can tell us which ones were your favorite if you like today on the program as well. Also, next hour we're going to chat with the number of folks from the leadership of the University of Mary on the program. They have a pretty bold strategic plan that puts the University of Mary right smack dab in the middle of a lot of issues, very important to the future of North Dakota, like workforce, like health care. Anyway, President Monsignor James Shea will join us on the program, as well as a number of his leadership team, Executive Vice President Greg Vetter, Vice President for Public Affairs Jerome Richter, and the Vice President for Mission Advancement Pat O'Meara. all going to check in today on the program. That'll be next hour, but we're looking forward to that conversation. This hour brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Great website. And by the way, the Petroleum Council is pairing up with United Blood Services, and they're actually going to be hosting the first annual Battle of the Bakken Blood Drive throughout western North Dakota, which is a friendly competition, pitting companies operating in the Bakken, and an opportunity for industry employees, their friends, and their family to impact their communities and their state, and recruiting the most people to donate blood on their behalf. So that'll be taking place today, actually, through March 1st, today in Belfield, at Belfield Lutheran Church from 2:30 until 6 Mountain. And then on the 4th, what is the 4th? Wednesday. Not too hard to figure out, Scott. Wednesday, and haven't got rid of January in the calendar here yet. Wednesday, they'll be in Dickinson at the West River Community Center from noon until 6:30 Mountain. And then February 9th in Williston, National Guard Armory on 2 Main Street. February 10th in Williston, also at the Guard Armory. Watford City on the 11th. Ray on the 11th. Crosby on the 12th. Stanley the 24th. Kildare on the 25th. Whole listing at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Check that out. All right. One last thing I want to throw out here and welcome your calls on whether you want to weigh in on the Super Bowl or the ads or anything else on your mind today. First day of school last August, we took this program to a school for the first day of school. We actually were at Shanley High School in Fargo. For the first day of school. And one of the individuals that I interviewed on that program was a gentleman by the name of Randall Rusted. And I interviewed him because he's legendary among the students of Shanley. He himself is a Shanley graduate, graduated in 1968 from there, and then went to Mayville State. Great baseball player, great baseball coach as well over the years. Left, at school and went out and taught in Bowabic, Minnesota, in a trying to remember where else, but Rogers, maybe some smaller communities in Minnesota, and then came to Shanley in the 80s and has been coaching, but also teaching social studies since the 80s. I talked to him specifically about how he teaches the Constitution, and his students do not graduate from his class until they take an oral exam where they know everything about the Constitution. The articles, the amendments, everything. And if you get one wrong, you start all over. And there's been kids that have taken this oral exam 100 times, but now know the Constitution very well. Anyway, just a legendary teacher and someone who really has impacted lives in his decades of teaching. He died over the weekend after suffering a heart attack a week ago on Sunday. And I am so, a week ago Saturday, I guess it was. I am so thankful that not only that we, that we took the time to interview him and now have that memory to live on. And the reason I'm bringing this up is there's a lot of Randall Rusteds out there. I was in Northwood, as you know, last week, and we interviewed Enoch Thorsgaard, 98 years old, just this legendary entrepreneur. Longtime public servant, you know, has been a legislator, has given back, but just an innovator. Just as mine works in incredible ways and as a, legendary feedlot up there and has used all kinds of innovative ways to feed his cattle through waste products from Simplot and other places as well. He's written a book and he's well known by some, but not all. Went up there last week, interviewed him. Never had interviewed Enoch before. And the reason I raise this point today on the program, there's a lot of folks among us, average everyday folks to some, right, in the teacher or rancher, but that have great life lessons to share, great life lessons to share. And I am asking of our audience for you to tell us who the legends are among us that we ought to interview. We ought to, for lack of a better term, just make sure that for history's sake, their stories are told. And I want to do more of that. I really am. You know, you never know. The case of Randall Rusted, 64 years old. too soon. Still teaching, right? You just never know. So it's just been a good tap on the shoulder to yours truly here to think a little long and hard about all the marvelous people that are out there within the sound of our voice. People that our wonderful audience know and know well and maybe even take for granted. But if you can think of people in your community and your workplace, people around you that are inspiring others, that, you know, we may need to prod a little. These folks never are ones to rush to the microphone, right? But if you spend a little time, get them to tell their story and make sure their legacy is known to others, I think it'd be fun. So you don't necessarily have to rush to the phone, but if you can think of somebody and you want to tell us, great. If you want to email me, scott@flagfamily.com, Scott, just S-C-O-T-T at flagfamily.com, or call us on our 24/7 What's On Your Mind line at 855-200-1776, extension 1, and leave us a message with some details. I think that'd be a nice thing to do. Who's the legends among us? Who does the rest of our radio audience need to know about? Let me know. All right, let's chat. Super Bowl or anything else on your mind, 800-228-0550. More coming up.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Scott Hinn here. I'll let you know a little secret. The team at S&S Motors are the place to buy a truck. They're in Watford City, and they will find you anything you want. Your Ford fan, they've got them. Dodge fan, they've got them. GMC, Chevy, whatever you're looking for, they've got them at S&S Motors. I bought a Ford F-150, 2009, low miles, thing runs great. The selection's incredible. Best deals on used trucks anywhere. S&S Motors, Watford City. And if you want a new one, they'll find it for you and bring it right to Watford City. Stop and see them at S&S Motors, Watford City, or call 444-2341.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council invites soybean farmers to the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 17th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Join us for a hot breakfast buffet at 8 a.m., followed by an exciting lineup of speakers. Internationally renowned economist Todd Buchholz will kick off the day at 9:45, discussing strategies for competing effectively in a global economy. The sensible environmentalist and former founder of Greenpeace International, Dr. Patrick Moore, will paint an innovative, hopeful future where civilization and the environment will survive and thrive. And finally, North Dakota native Jerry Gulkey of the Gulkey Group will wrap up the afternoon with a dynamic market outlook. Be sure to join us on February 17th for the 2015 Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? Toll-free telephone number 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. By the way, just to finish on the legend deal, a couple of people I can think of over the years that I was visiting with, I thought of at the time, I am so glad I'm doing this. One was Tom Clifford, longtime president of the University of North Dakota, out of Langdon, North Dakota. You know, you just had a sense when you were talking to Tom Clifford, you were talking to a legend, right? Ralph Engelstad was another one, because Ralph would never do interviews, and I managed to get him to do an interview. The last one I did with him was the day that Engelstad Arena, as it currently exists, the new Engelstad Arena on the campus of UND, opened up. And you just had a sense that, you know, gosh, this is just pretty amazing. Father William Sherman, another one that folks, NDSU students may remember over the years, was at the Newman Center for years, also at St. Michael's up in Grand Forks, whenever I get the chance. So there's always those people you sort of know, right? And in the case of Tom Clifford and Ralph Engelstad, they're famous people. And what I'm trying to get at is there's more than famous people that are legendary, that are neat stories that need to be told. So that's the kind of folks I want to have on that list. So help us out if you would. And again, doesn't all have to happen today, but just spend some time thinking about it and add it to our list, okay? We'd love it if you would. You can call us at 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. David on the road. What's on your mind, David?
I just want to talk about the Super Bowl, how the refs let the game be played. There wasn't a ton of calls, you know. They just let it be football. It was a good game, no matter which team you rooted for, ups and downs, high emotions and everything. I was just disappointed the last few seconds when Seattle let their emotions get them and they start throwing punches. Other than that, it was a great game, well played. I mean, you can second guess calls, or, you know, play calls, but it don't matter. It was a good game.
It was. And very emotions got to. Very good point on your part, David, on the refs. I mean, in fact, the first quarter was like a blink. Right? I mean, it just sailed through because, the refs swallowed the whistles. Yeah. And as far as the fight at the end, the little scrum there, I know there's a lot of chatter about, oh, there ought to be fines and everything else. I think that's a big deal. I mean, it's an emotional deal. A lot goes into it, and you get there, and I don't begrudge somebody. I mean, it's too bad they did it, but I think it's just we ought to blow it off and not make a big deal out of it.
Exactly. I mean, it's football. Football, I don't care. I used to play football. I've coached football. No matter if you're on the sidelines or out on the field, there's a lot of emotion out there. Things happen. But you can't, you know, especially at that level, you can't go and throw a punch. Come on. Yeah, push and shove, whatever. That's football. Yeah, but yeah, it's a great game. Finally, we had a good game to watch, close, get everybody's attention. So, that's Charger commercial.
With the which
old
one?
That was where they had all the old people that were 100 years old, you know, giving little tidbits about facts of life, like keep your mouth shut, your eyes open, you learn more, and all that, that's that. Then they finally came to the Dodge Charger. That one was cool.
I don't know if I saw that one. What do you think of the commercials overall?
They weren't quite as, well.
It was kind of a weak year, wasn't it? It was just kind of weak.
That was insane.
Say that again, David?
For the money they're spending, they're kind of weak. And that's nuts. For, you know, what, $4.3 million or whatever it was for 30 seconds. Hey, yeah, they're a lot of them were fairly weak, I thought. And those, like they say, fairly family-friendly commercials, but it is what it is.
Thanks for the call, David. Appreciate your comments. 800-228-0550. And the family ones were good. I liked the dad ones. There were a couple of, you know, solid ones. The McDonald's one was pretty good. I loved the dog, the missing dog, you know, the lost dog, the Budweiser one. But in general, just usually you're sort of riveted one after the other. Paul says, I honestly don't have a favorite. They all were incredibly boring to me. I can't remember actually laughing at any of them this year, which is sad. I'd think that at $4.5 million per 30 seconds of airtime, you'd want to make your time as memorable as possible, but all the commercials this year seemed like mini self-help motivational seminars, and it got annoying. I was watching some of the social media chatter which is kind of funny, and people were really getting, you know, down and out about the, I think Nationwide had their commercials with all the possible pitfalls, and then there was the Weight Watchers ad. And so there
the insurance ad was certainly a creep-out one. If you've never seen Breaking Bad, then it meant nothing to you. It was just strange, but even having seen all the episodes of Breaking Bad, it was creepy.
Exactly. All right, we have a suggestion for a legend interview. Dennis Rohr from Mandan. Wayne sends a note, says, Dennis is a wise, spiritual man. All right, there we go. And if you can, share a little bit of the story so we know a little bit more about the individual. But appreciate the suggestions here, and others welcome at 800-228-0550. Here's the big question everybody's asking. Was the Seahawks goal line play call the worst in NFL history or the worst in Super Bowl history? Josh says, if it would have worked, it would have been the best call in NFL history. Joe says,
exactly.
Nope. Pats had 8 in the box. Good play call. Better defensive play on the ball. Travis says, that's football. But Ryan and Robert both say, yep. Ken says, what's your opinion, Scott? I shared it earlier, but I think it's easy from the cheap seats. I personally think it's understandable that people are going to criticize that call because you've got the talent you've got that's, you know, played well the whole game. So I don't think I'd have made that call. But on the other hand, I'm not going to pile on with others. But thanks for asking, Ken. Paul says, bad call, worse pass. All right. Steve says, not if you're a Patriots fan. I say it was the best. Laurel says, stupid. Vincent says, worst is a big term, but it was the wrong call on many levels. Use up more time. You have the power running back. Speaking of time, why weren't the Patriots calling? Why weren't the Patriots calling timeouts? They left a lot of time there. I mean, they let a lot of time be chewed up. That was a lot, too. Let's see here. Frank says, terrible. Dumb and dumber play call by Pete Carroll. Todd says, look at it this way. They pitched the ball when everyone expected the run. That's what you're supposed to do. Run a play nobody expects. They toss it against a rookie in a game where the Pats had not one interception. Who would have guessed the rookie would pull off the play of his life? Nobody. It really was the right call. It went wrong when lightning struck. I thought it was a great game, and I was rooting for both teams, even in a decent halftime show. Not a mini concert, but a show. All right. Very positive, Todd. Thank you very much. Michael says, I'm Rob Lowe, and I have DirecTV. I'm incredibly stupid, Rob Lowe, and I can call a pass play when I have the most powerful running back in the NFL 1 yard away from winning the Super Bowl for me, and I have cable. Hey, Pete, don't be this Rob Lowe.
Yeah.
An emailer here says, Todd, I'm sure you're excited. It was the highest scoring Puppy Bowl ever. I did not flip over to the Puppy Bowl. I don't think the Puppy Bowl probably did too well.
I guess you didn't flip over to the Kitty Bowl either, right?
No. I was boycotting the Kitty Bowl.
Oh, come on, you big cat hater.
Yeah, I was.
What did any kitty cat ever do to you?
800-228-0550. Tell us what's on your mind. We'll continue with more after this timeout. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com. Or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Some expertise on the question of was it the worst play call ever on social media. Deion Sanders, that was the worst play call in the history of the Super Bowl. Worst QB decision ever. Ever, ever. Nah, I mean ever. Emmett Smith says that was the worst play call I've seen in the history of football. Sidney Rice says second and goal from the 1 yard line, one timeout, and beast modes in the backfield. I would have not thrown that ball to Jerry Rice. Fail. So the experts are weighing in, Todd.
It's incredibly easy to second-guess it. You know, if they'd have made the pass, we would not be having that conversation today. Nobody would have said, yeah, but they shouldn't have passed it. They should have completed the pass. That's what they should have
done. Worst call ever. Weigh in here, friends, at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Or if you're watching the Puppy Bowl, you can give us the run-through on that and let us know whether...
The Kitty Bowl.
Yeah, or the Kitty
Bowl. Yeah, because Scott completely missed the Kitty Bowl, so...
I did, yeah.
I didn't even flip it on to see if it was actually on. And for all I know, it wasn't even on.
One of our listeners here says it was the highest-scoring Puppy Bowl ever, so... I assume that was something to behold.
I did catch the first Puppy Bowl touchdown, and that was completely accidental because the other TV had been on Animal Planet before, so...
More folks weighing in on the question of whether it's the worst call ever. Thomas says, when the football leaves the quarterback's hand on the pass, one of three things can happen, and two of them are not good. They took the risk, and they lost. Hats off to the risk takers of the world, even if it was a terrible call. Pete Carroll took responsibility for it and didn't throw his players under the bus, as so many do. All right, now there's an interesting angle from a listener. Thank you, Thomas. And blessed are the risk takers. Right? He's saying hats off to him. Should we be looking at it that way a little bit here, folks? When the risk takers fail, of course, it's easy to just pile on and say, see, I told you I shouldn't have done it that way. But it's an interesting take, Thomas. Thank you for that. 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your emails. Toll free at 800-228-0550 as well. All right, some others here. Jeff says, that was the NFL. Oh, man. Feel bad for him. Levi says, if it was complete, we'd be saying best call in history. Everyone knew it was going to Lynch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think back to an old, there used to be an old shot they used to throw on every once in a while when Jerry Glanville was still head coach, and he'd tell an official, it's the NFL, which stands for not for long with calling like that.
Love being Monday morning quarterback, says Levi. Tim, where are you calling from?
Hello, is this me?
Yes, where are you at?
I'm calling from Cullum, North
Carolina. Cullum. Tell Ernestina we all said hi, by the way.
Oh, sure, yeah, if I run into her. I listened to the game last night on the radio. You know, it was a disappointing call, but it was the coach or coaches who made that decision. And in looking back at some, I watched the listened to and watched the Bison football games this season, and I'm a Bison alumni. And they did some of the same things as what the Seahawks people did last night. You know, they're down on the goal line, they make a call, and the Bison got lucky and scored a touchdown. The Seahawks could have gotten lucky last night and scored a touchdown. It was a gamble. You rolled the dice.
Here's my only question. Again, acknowledging this is Monday morning quarterbacking, why gamble at that point? I get, you know, that you might gamble if you're in desperate, you know, position there or whatever. Did their position warrant a gamble call?
Yeah, you know, who can read into the minds of the coaches or if Wilson audibled at the line?
Yeah, and if that happened, Pete Carroll's not saying it. He's taking full credit for the decision to throw the ball, defended the play call, and all of the post-game interviews. And you know what? That's classy, too.
Well, and, you know, to go further with the analogy, maybe our president should say the buck stops here, too.
That's a novel idea.
Wouldn't that be nice, Tim? I'm with you.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Some leadership from the NFL rub off in Washington. GM and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Oh, I just want to comment on a few subjects. Common Core, for one. You know, with Bush, we had no child left behind. You know, let the local people do it. We saw my granddaughter had some homework, and she was supposed to figure out how 9 plus 12 equals 15. Well, it wants them to figure out, you know, you take 6 from 12 and 9 plus 6 equals 15, and then you got some left over in that. And I just think it's a crock of bull, you know. Back in the old days, we had 16 credits to graduate from high school, and I went on and got 2 college degrees, and I was C's and D's in school, and you can't legislate in things like that, you know.
So you like the state to opt out of the national standards on Common Core?
Yeah, you know, I don't care how we stack up between other countries or whatever. I just want my kids to get an education, you know, and some are going to do good, some aren't going to do so good, and that's just the way kids are and life is, you know. You just can't dictate things to people.
By the way, Jim, there's a hearing that begins today in the state legislature on that very issue. So this is heating up at the legislature in Bismarck. So
yeah, it's just, you know, there's all kinds of things. It's just like this $5,000 to give the kids. You know, my daughters are both in debt for getting their college degrees. Where's the help for them? You know, they charge 6.5% interest, and you get 0.5% on your savings and that. It's just, I don't know, everything is just so, to me, so screwed up in that, and everybody wants power to make a name for themselves, and that's all it is as far as I'm concerned.
Jim, appreciate the call. Thumbs down on Common Core, and as I say, that is that debate heating up in Bismarck. If you got an opinion on either side of that one, let us know. Welcome folks weighing in on that at 800-228-0550 if you're planning on being there today and letting your voice be heard, 701-258-0550. Tom in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello.
Hi, Tom.
How are you doing today?
Great. How are you?
I agree with the previous caller about the Common Core is bull, and that's what my call is about, is our education and our school systems these days. My kids attend a school there in the Fargo-Moorhead area, out of town, not in Fargo. And my concern is these kids are allowed to iMessage all day long. Because they have iPads that are given to them by the school once they are sophomores. And the kids are allowed to iMessage all day long. Now, to me, my kids are there to get an education, not iMessage and communicate with their friends all day long. And the reason I think they're allowed to do this is because the staff and the faculty are doing it as well. I mean, if you're in that school, they're running around, the principal, superintendent, teachers all got their phones out. My kids will tell me the teachers are in class and they're on their phones or they're iMessaging, they're on Instagram. Now, to me, that's not what our kids are going to school for. They should go in there to get an education. So I just wanted to bring that point to you guys and have some other callers call in and see what they think about it, or want to hear what you guys think about it, because I'm probably thinking about going to the next level of actually probing an investigation into it, and, I mean, I don't agree with it.
And what school is this?
Northern Cass.
And Northern Cass. And so, like, you know, because I know, you know, a number of schools have wrestled with this deal. I don't have cell phones, do you not? You know, should they be in the locker? Or should they be in the car? Should they be there at all? But you're saying in this case, it's the device they've been given for class. So they're,
yes,
they're,
it's an iPad.
They're messaging, but they're just doing it on their iPad.
Yes.
And does the teacher know? I mean, is this,
yes,
no problem?
The teachers do it themselves.
With the students, you mean, about school stuff or about things unrelated to
their family, their friends, other teachers, other staff?
Have you visited with the teacher of your kids at all about this?
Yes, I talked with the one guy who's the head of the tech program, whatever you want to call it. He said, "Well, we could turn it off." Well, yeah, you could turn it off so they can't do it during class, but they choose not to.
And do they give you a reason that, hey, we don't see it as being detrimental or interfering with their education, or it's helpful? Or
they did not give me no reason.
Interesting.
So to me, the kids are the ones that are getting shorted, you know. And my kids never have homework. They never have homework. They're never having to study for tests. You know, the midterms were just, you know, halfway through the school year, and my kid never studied one lick for any midterm exams. Now,
how are they doing?
When I was in high school, we had midterms all the time.
How are their grades?
Well, their grades are fine, but if they're not being required to do anything to, you know, affect their grade, of course they're going to have good, because they start out with 100%. You know, and then every test or every project or whatever they turn in, well, then their grade is adjusted accordingly. Well, if they're not being required to do anything to affect your grade, you know, how's your grade ever going to be affected?
Yeah, interesting. Wow. Well, Tom, let us know what you learn when you confront the educators on, you know, first of all, the use of messaging from the devices, and I don't know what to tell you about the lack of tests or homework or anything else, but
just like for some other callers to call in and voice their opinion and see what other people think about it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, and we'll welcome that from the audience, and I'm glad you're engaged, though. You're paying attention, and you're asking the questions and getting to the bottom of it, and that's a big part of the fight, Tom. Thanks for the call. You want your students messaging back and forth during class? Should they have that ability? Let us know what you think. 800-228-0550. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle Senex on the truck bypass Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We couldn't go the hour without getting a Vikings cheap shot in, right? So one emailer says, hey, the Seattle offensive coordinator came from the Vikings, so it shouldn't surprise anyone the worst call ever was made. And that's true, actually. Daryl Bevel, he came with the famous Childress regime, right? Vikes offensive coordinator from 2006 to 2010. Leslie Frazier didn't keep him, so then he moved on. But there is a Minnesota Vikings connection to the Super Bowl last night and the play call, I might add. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550.
Larry weighs in on the previous caller's concern over kids texting while learning.
My kids are all through high school at Fargo North and also through college. My point is I think electronics and computers are taking away the students' learning of basic principles of reading, writing, arithmetic. All they know how to do is press buttons. Where are we going to get our future engineers? Where are we going to get our future technicians if they don't even know the basics because they've relied on technology? I really think that they should be pulled out of the classroom until the junior or high school level and only focus on what the teachers give them. And so that's my comments. Thank you.
Interesting take. Appreciate it. You agree or disagree? Let us know what you think at 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Spend a little time thinking about the legends among us, too. That's a little homework assignment for the fine audience of the What's On Your Mind crew here this week. Got a Facebook page up on it, and love your suggestions there. There's another call that came in during the break.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on your last caller, Tom's. I think he's kind of crying around about nothing. If the grades are fine, what's the harm in everybody IMing all day long? That's just my comment.
All right, maybe they're not being challenged enough, though. Is the sense that I got from Tom. Appreciate the call. Brian, listening on the Minnesota side, you're up on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, we went from Kitty Hawk to a man on the moon in roughly 65 years, and we spent a whole lot less on education, and we got a lot more for our buck. That's just my point. You can take it from there.
So help me connect a few more of those dots, Brian.
Well, why don't we go back to the teachers doing what they did then? Because Kitty Hawk to a man on the moon, I mean, you know, we went from over and over right to, you know, a guy walking on the moon in 65 years. And look at what we're getting now. I mean,
so
it's
you're
terrible.
So what? What you're saying is that that growth spurt, that unbelievable innovation blast has slowed, is what you're saying.
Well, it seems to me that it's almost come to a stop. I mean, other than, you know, computers and the software, which is fine, but that can be, you know, a hindrance also.
You know, one thing that hasn't come up, but the you know, the caller was worried about skill sets being hampered by this, you know, electronic malaise, if you will. I worry more about just who talks to each other anymore. You know, I mean, who just has conversations? I mean, it's so old fashioned, but you know, you don't. You know, and how do you really get to know someone?
Well, I had my daughter and my nephew, they were sitting on the couch texting each other instead of talking to each other, and they're arm length away.
Yeah. It's not
understand what you're saying.
It's not uncommon. And I just say, well, so what's the cost of that, right?
Exactly.
Earlier caller was saying not going to have the correct skill sets, you know, literally careers that we need. I'm saying, hey, just what about growing people? Growing, you know, way to have a conversation. All proper concerns. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate the call. Emailer says, anyone say anything about the Nationwide ad about the dead kids yet? No, I don't know that's – we haven't asked for worst commercial. We asked for best commercial. I guess we did ask for what was the best and the worst. All of which you can weigh in on. There were a few that were, you know, some what I would call Debbie Downer ads. I did appreciate the theme of a few, you know, on parenting and the importance of dads, and, you know, that part was good. But I think if you had to take the whole sweep, it was sort of an off year wasn't one of those years where you really were inspired. A few hits here and there, but you can still weigh in on any of those on our Facebook page. As I mentioned earlier, the Legends Among Us question, who you'd like us to interview, stories that ought to be told, legends that ought to be recognized. Those are at Facebook. When we come back after a news break here, we're going to chat with the folks from the University of Mary. We got a who's who at the University of Mary today. Monsignor James Shea is going to join us from the Catholic College President's Conference, where University of Mary has got some hardware. And then Greg Vetter, Jerome Richter, and Pat O'Meara, all vice presidents out there, on a lot of buzz about what's happening at the University of Mary. So look forward to that conversation in moments. Coming up on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.